This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this is Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
Right, this week I have been there, done that. Maz, it's time again.
Don't say the word. Da, da,
da. Well, it's, look, it's not birthday. Moved on, the birthday's done.
This is the new birthday. I am still in. My singing went down well last week, so I'm carrying on. Oh. Go on, tell us all what you've been doing, as if we can't guess.
Well, I've been on a cruise.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did I like it?
Do you know what? It wasn't actually. It was a cruise. I was working on a cruise.
She's working.
Do not do it like that. I had 4 days. I was only on for 4 days, and it's a wellness cruise, and I basically host fashion workshops on board.
What's a wellness cruise?
A wellness cruise is something, so basically it revolves around everything that makes you feel better. So it's not medical. It's to do with, you know, it's to do with making us all feel better. So I look after the fashion aspect, and the fashion aspect, the workshops are very, very much confidence led. So they are all about, you know, starting from, do you love the person that you see looking back in the mirror? Do you have a wardrobe of clothes and nothing to wear? It's how can you move on? So there were three of them we did. The first one was how to find your style. The second one was dressing for your shape. And the third one was how to find your confidence. So yeah, do you know what? I love them. And they went down really well. Some woman told me that I changed her life.
Oh,
I know.
Did she buy your book?
No, do you know what? Actually, that was a little bit of a faux pas on all our parts. It was obviously based around the book. Yeah, no, we didn't sell it. That was, yeah, anyway. But fear not, we're doing two more.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so we're definitely gonna do that then. I mean, it was great to run these and find out, you know what, that bit was really, really, really good. And actually what we can do to even add to it are little bits and bobs.
I saw pictures of you, and actually I've never been on a cruise, as you know, and the whole thing terrifies the life out of me, being on a boat with like 5,000 other people.
Oh, it's a ship.
But I kind of thought, you know what, I'm going to look into it. Maybe just go for the Norwegian fjords or something. So it's a mini one. See if I like it. Dip my toe in the waters of cruising.
Well, that's a week. The great thing about the fjords are that you can sail from Southampton and then back to Southampton. They are absolutely brilliant. And you do see parts of a country and nature and history that you couldn't do.
Exactly.
If you were going to do it in a car. Well, you could, but you need to do it for about 3 weeks. It's honestly, I cannot recommend them highly enough. I think someone did ask me how many had I done.
Well, you can't remember. You're a bit like Judith Chalmers, isn't it? Asking around how many places she's been to. You wouldn't remember.
I'm up to about 12 or 14. Yeah. But I genuinely love them. So the wellness, just to recap, so there's that. So I'm doing the fashion. Cherry Healy is doing things around mindfulness and around sleeping and around just those things, you know, especially as you get a little bit older. You know, there are just sort of little gaps in your well-being. And actually what it really is as well, it's to promote or encourage people, be kind to yourself, look after yourself, but in a really nice way. And there's a lovely lady called Sarah Norman who is doing fitness, but approachable fitness. And then Hannah, my lovely friend Hannah Martin, is doing makeup. So there's all lots and lots of different things.
People leave there looking like $1 million.
I know. And I think it's more to give you sort of a framework and an encouragement and a boost to say, do you know what, actually, I should be making more time for myself.
What did you do for this woman that helped change her life in a nutshell?
Do you know what she said? She said, actually, nobody has ever given me permission to care about how I look. And yeah. I think that's really interesting. And we did speak a lot about it. And they are interactive people, and people do really share. It's really moving. Honestly, it's absolutely wonderful. They are wonderful. And they are such a lovely group of people. And she basically said that, you know, she's had her husband and her kids and her job, and she's always been on the bottom rung of the ladder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sure people can relate to
that. So, but it's more about how to do it. It's not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. There are just small things that you can do. But she said, nobody has said it in such a way that actually I owe it to myself and to my family and to the people I love to be happy. And she said, and if I look in the mirror and I just say, oh, I don't really like the way I look. We all know, I mean, a bad outfit can ruin your day. And that's not in a fickle, vain, you know, flippant way. It's psychologically proven. The more you love the way you look, the more they'll love you. You know, you'll feel better, you'll stand better, you'll be more confident. And that, the joy of this, and we spoke a lot about this, are the ripple effects. So if you tell somebody, I love your top.
Oh, yeah, top you're gorgeous. Walking on air all day then, yeah. Aren't you? Yeah.
Well, that's what we did. We did that. That's my confidence. We did that the other week, didn't we?
Yeah. It's nice.
Oh, that's my embarrassing trait, wasn't it?
It's not your toxic trait. That's your act of kindness.
Oh, is that what it was? Oh, God, sorry.
You go around telling people you like the bobble out and things like that.
Yeah, what a double-edged sword. Toxic trait or act of kindness?
Oh, well, I like that. And I am thinking of, as I say, dipping my toe into the cruising experience. But we'll see.
Can I just say this? So yeah. Basically, when you say I went on a cruise, I got on in Southampton in January and we did the Bay of Biscay down to Madeira.
Was it choppy?
I was literally about to say, it's slightly choppy. But it's not a seasickness choppy. It's lively. Ooh, and it's not the warmest on the way down in January. Yeah. So then in Madeira, I was like, oh my God, yay, we're in Madeira. I got a day in Madeira. I got off, went to the airport.
Okay. Came home.
Hi, Madeira Airport. Yeah, so you've seen them.
You've just offered me something from the airport that I don't like, which is like custard tarts. I ate custard.
Sorry, man.
Apart from that, though, it's the thought that counts. Yeah.
Here's a gift from Portugal, something you don't like.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Anyway.
So it's amazing. So I've got friends that are still on it, actually. And yesterday, so I was watching their stories last night. So I left in the morning. They are on their balconies in bikinis. I was like, what?
Oh, you missed that, didn't you?
Totally. Totally. It was about 18 degrees when we left. So I did have a coffee in the warmth, which was bliss.
Oh, God, yeah. Even on the wait for the train coming here, cat. I just went like a cat. I went to the sunny bit of the station because the train was late, obvs. And I just kind of closed my eyes. And then this bloke came past.
Hey, join the sun, are you? You join the sun?
Oh, it's several of those. Enjoying like the sun? No, he didn't. No, exactly. That's the accent I do for everyone.
I love it. I'm just going to warn you though. Can I just warn you that actually, right, before you start whinging, moaning, and whining, that I am so March strap in, going back, and May.
Two more cruises,
yeah. But only for 4 days. I know. I'm loving it.
Can't wait for that. Right, yeah. Well, I've been there, done that. Well, my life's been boring in comparison to yours. I did have a very sociable January. And now I'm just celebrating it not being January. And I'm going out with my mates for a February meal just to say, hurrah. Dry January, because I haven't done dry January, but other people have. I'm going out. Tonight.
Where are you going?
You know what? We tried about four places, and this is the thing. So last night, me and Nick went to the pub, local pub, White Hart.
Oh,
just
yes.
For a drink. Couldn't get a seat.
Shut up.
Literally every single person in the world's in there eating a meal.
What day is it? Wednesday?
Yeah. Random Wednesday. Could barely park the car in the car park. And do you know what it was? End of dry January. And these poor lads that were serving, although it was the last day.
Well, they're cheating.
Yeah, I know. It was the last day of Jan. And we were like, we couldn't get served. We waited ages for my gin and tonic. And these poor lads who were serving on, obviously not putting the full bar staff on a random Wednesday in January. And they were like, we don't know what's happened.
Was it warm last night? I got back really late last night.
No. It was just I mean, it wasn't freezing.
Well,
I think it must be, look, it's the last day, sod it, let's go out. It's not, you know, it's the end of Jan.
Well, if it was busy last night, can you imagine what it's going to be like tonight? Because you just said earlier about the sunshine, and we obviously record a little bit in advance. So today is February the 1st.
Yeah.
And honest to God, you would think it was April.
A lot, absolutely.
How warm
my
is
mood
it?
Switched. It's Ooh. Really warm. But do you know what? We tried three places before we could get in, so we're only going coat, which is fine, oh, Mammy. I love a bit of coat. And it's a massive one.
Which
in
one?
Wardour Street in Soho. It's quite
I don't
big.
Know that one.
Oh my God, don't you? We go there all the time. So it doesn't look massive from the outside or upstairs, but then you go downstairs and there's another layer to it. And it's ever so nice.
But you know me, it's just Dean Street. If it's not on Dean Street, I don't go.
If it's not within about 100 yards of a certain place, you
won't
go. I
don't know.
So that's what I'm doing. I am celebrating the end of January, which has been the longest January in history, as far as I'm concerned.
I think it's been all right, actually.
Well, I mean, it's been sociable and it's been nice. And you had a nice party and a nice birthday.
Have we done that?
Don't even start.
Did we do, no, genuinely, because we were doing it last week. No.
Have we done what? Have we done your birthday? Sorry.
Oh, God, I didn't
You're
mean
asking
that,
that in
sorry.
All seriousness. Oh, my God. I
do actually have the grace to put my head in my... I actually have my head in
Just
my house.
Just shocking.
No, I meant we were going to the party.
Yes, we were, and it was absolutely brilliant. And I'm actually, at this moment in time, looking over at one of the nice presents that you got, which is a cushion.
I got, honestly, I have to say, I am so lucky with my mate.
Are you hashtag grateful and blessed?
No, I'm just chuffed. Not hashtag
I don't mind.
Anything.
I don't mind chuffed. You can
Wasn't
do
it
chuffed.
Lovely? Even though I say so myself.
It was a right laugh. It was a right laugh. I met loads of your mates that I feel I know but I hadn't physically met. And they were so lovely.
Honestly. Well, thank you for that.
No, I mean, they were a proper laugh.
Oh, it was honestly.
Bend over, double laughing sort of thing.
I literally wondered where you were going with that.
I know, so did I when
Goodness
it was coming out of my mouth.
Gracious.
Didn't do that
me.
With any of your mates. No, yeah. Wasn't it good?
How amazing the staff as well, those cocktails.
Oh, they were so nice.
I know. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was a good
brilliant.
Night. So. You didn't see what I was doing there. Looked over there. You've got a very nice cushion, 1970 cushion from Bella Freud. Is moving us on neatly onto the bit I want to chat about this week, Kat, which is...
I'm so proud of you. Can
thank
I
you.
Just say, I honestly...
Work here is done.
Oh, yes.
Decorative disharmony, a.k.a. cushions at dawn.
This is brilliant. Maz has just, I haven't really... She just vaguely briefed me on what she wanted to talk about. So I don't know all of it. But I think this is going to be really interesting because I don't think I'm very typical of this. But let's just see.
So I was reading this piece from in the Sunday Times Style mag and it really made me chuckle because I think it's quite true. It's almost like confessions of interior designers. So they were talking about the interiors choices that couples fall out over most.
I love this.
And I think this is probably quite true. So, listeners, what do you and your other halves fall out over most? Look around your kitchen if you're in it, or your living room, or your bathroom.
Or your bedroom.
Or your bedroom as you're speaking to us. And what have you fallen out over? What's the number one thing? What do you think?
I would say it's probably the cushions, isn't it?
Cushions is one of them.
Oh!
Yeah. What we fall out over most, apparently, is the size of the telly.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, so in what way?
As in guys want a big, massive telly.
Yeah.
In their living room.
So do I, yeah.
And a lot of their other halves don't. They want it to look chic.
Okay.
I find that in my living room, though. I always think the telly spoils the living room. It's not as big as your bloody telly.
I know. Look at
that. Yours is like a cinema. So I come to the flipping Odeon.
Well, I watch a lot of sport, you know, so I like to feel as if I'm in the room. I don't know. It's a big telly, but so my point is, I'm actually clearly very male about this because I love a massive TV. I watch a lot of TV and I love a massive TV. And to me, a TV is a TV is a TV. And if it's a big TV or a small TV, it's still a bloody telly.
Yeah.
And so if it's a small TV, it just looks a little bit shit. And if it's a big TV, it looks just a shit. But also, I've never understood the whole a room, try and hide the TV, but that's part of our lives. I don't really understand it.
I mean, it works in your place because you've got really high walls and it just, you know, looks really nice connected to one wall. And you've still got loads of windows and space and room for other stuff. But I do get it. If you're if you're in like an average size living room and the whole thing's dominated by great big thonking telly and sometimes speakers and all the paraphernalia that goes with it, it doesn't look chic, does it?
I know, but then I don't. Yes, okay, all right, I can see that. But I also think it's the way you have then your room.
Exactly.
I think, do you know what I have to say? What I would fall out over
what?
Is the positioning of the TV. Do you know my bugbear?
No.
This is so weird. Oh my God, you're going to think I'm nuts. Okay, I don't know. Oh, I've said it. I've started. Damn.
What do you mean?
This is one of these ones where, you know, Kat, you should never have opened your mouth.
Right, go yet on. Here carry I go. On. It's halfway out.
Oh God. A TV in the corner of the room.
What, you don't like a no. TV in the corner?
It really messes with my feng shui.
Are you not meant to have a TV in the corner?
Oh, I have no idea.
For feng shui reasons.
I'm not remotely feng shui-ish. I'm just weird.
Corner.
What do you know what I mean?
About that?
So lots of people have them in the corner and then you sort of have the TV.
Oh, and then everything. Well, also, if it's in the corner, everything's positioned around it, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
I see where you're coming from.
But I've always been one of those really weird people, and this sounds really weird, I've always had a sofa in the middle of the room, which I know sounds really odd.
I think it just sounds like a sociable thing to do, but that's the centre of the room.
Yeah, but it is. But then you can walk around it. I don't know. It's very weird.
Interesting. No, didn't know that about you, Kat.
There we go, you see. Do you know what? I don't...
Learning all the time. Oh, so listen, get back to cushions.
Yes.
Number of cushions on the bed.
Oh, how many?
So, experts say... For a proper boutique hotel feel.
Can I put my hands up?
Guess.
Okay, can I put my hands up? I don't have here because I'm still in the process of purchasing them. But at home in Suffolk, I have two big.
Yeah.
Two rectangular. So two big square.
So one, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four, five. I have five. One, two, three, four, and one in the middle.
Okay. 3 to 5.
Oh, look.
So you're at the optimum level.
I am. I'm cushioned out.
Yeah.
Max, cushioned to the max.
Apparently, guys in particular, it gets on their nerves having to like swipe the cushions off the bed and they just think it's absolutely, there's no need for it.
And also, have you ever met a man who would put the cushions back on the bed properly?
Bloody hell, you must be joking.
I'm asking. I don't know.
No,
I
can't never in my entire life.
Really?
So, artwork?
Ah.
People okay. disagree on art. And this one interior designer said she had a couple who they had to come to an agreement between themselves that for every piece of art one of them bought, the other bought something of equal value because their taste was so different. They had to agree that, okay, you can have like, I don't know, landscape and while I go and have modernist or whatever.
Oh, you see, that would, again, I love the fact that that's not what I thought you were going to say. I didn't think you were going to say about the value of the painting. Clearly, I'm in a different tax bracket.
Yeah.
But I do remember over the years, many times, you've seen a piece of art and oh, I love that. You think, yeah. And for the loo. And then if you say, love it. Where are you going to put that? In the loo? Oh, it's not going anywhere else.
We disagree so much.
Do you?
And stuff like that. Yeah. If I want something for the house, I mean, and that's come all the way kind of down to the dog. I just have to go and do it.
Oh.
And then make him like it.
Oh, you see, I would never do that.
I mean, I didn't for the dog, to be fair, but I did for all the hamsters and guinea pigs before that. And for anything, throws and cushions, he literally just, he's like, what are they for?
Throws.
He doesn't understand fundamentally what they're for.
I don't think men do, though.
No, and I'm like, well, they're to make the room look nice. Somewhat, and he's like, what for?
It should be cushions are for women, bare beds are for men. It should be not Venus and not that Venus and Mars.
Oh yeah, thingy. Not the Venus.
That's the fundamental difference between men and women.
But for me, a room's not properly dressed without all the little finishing touches.
But hang on a minute, riddle me this.
Cool.
So you know, blanket. I have blankets and throws everywhere. Always doesn't matter who it is. Always, you know. Oh, don't like them. Don't like them. Suddenly, oh, there they are.
Oh, suddenly, all wrapped up like a big baby, loving it. In front of the telly.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't moan men, do they?
No. So I think cushions and throws, because I think they're sort of I wouldn't necessarily ask for an opinion on those. They just get purchased. But I do think with art, if it's something that you've got to look at, I wouldn't want someone to buy a piece of art that I looked at and went, I actually hate that. Or I really don't like that. I would do the whole,
Anything I like and he doesn't now just goes in the office shed.
Can't you say that's where my favourite art of yours is?
Which one do you like?
Oh, I love all of them. I love the Babak Ganja one.
I bought that for him and he didn't like the sentiment of it. I was taking the mick out of it.
I love
it. So it's like when I say it, it's good, when you say it, it's not good, or along
those
lines.
Oh my God, I'll buy that off you.
I love it. I'm having it. I'm keeping it.
I'll buy
it. So actually, he doesn't mind the other ones. I've got a Martin Parr. I've got a few that are lovely, actually. But yeah, he's like dead finickety. Yeah, you just have to kind of impose it on them.
It is weird, isn't it? It is weird. I've got a picture. You see the picture up there? You see it up there?
Oh, that's nice. Have you not seen that? No, where's that from?
That's from Suffolk.
That's like a landscape, isn't it?
Okay,
but
right.
Really nice colours.
The colours are amazing. The colours are amazing. And a friend of mine said, yeah, I'm not the most massive fan of your volcano picture.
What? Isn't it a landscape?
It's flowers in a field.
Yeah, that's what I see. Yeah,
now I can never unsee the sodding volcano.
It's a very pretty volcano.
I'll go show you afterwards. And you'll be like,
it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, there is a volcano. Yeah. I love that. Love that
picture. Yeah, it's colours as well.
Yes.
Now, bathroom design causes big disagreements. So one of these interior designers says, men think if your shower head isn't the size of a paella dish, you haven't arrived. Again, we're talking men and size here.
Okay, again.
So big TV, big shower head.
Yeah, I'm the same.
You like a big shower head?
Yes.
I like a big shower head.
What, why would you want like a little tiny woofy?
I like a big shower head, actually.
I don't want to be
but apparently this is primarily a male thing. And then the other thing that said that they say is every wife wants her husband's bathroom to be as far away from hers as possible. I mean, that's presuming you've got a his and hers bathroom.
Who has a his and hers bathroom?
I suppose in some houses I've got a his and hers sink. I use a different sink. Like,
fair
we've
enough.
Got two
we've
sinks
got two
in the same. And we kind of don't share, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
that's yours,
that.
You do shaving in that, and that's mine.
I get that. But it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. I do know somebody who said, my husband shaves, you know, and he doesn't clean it out of the sink.
Oh, God,
does it drive you insane? And I just remember going, no, I just used to turn the tap on and wash it away. That sort of stuff doesn't faze me. I literally can't
get excited. It drives me insane.
I can't get excited about it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Oh, but it just gets on my nerves after a while. It's like, again, the beard is in the sink.
Do you know what? I think the reason that it doesn't bother me so much is because I am
you
like...
You shave yours there as well.
No, Marianne. Do you know what? I do shave in that. No. Because I'm tall. I can just lean over. No.
My hair's longer than his hair. Oh, dear.
No.
With your little...
No.
Our little muzzy shaver.
My little muzzy shaver.
Like.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
My head of hair on my head.
Don't do that.
I
molt. I do.
Everywhere.
I do.
So I don't feel that I've really got a leg to stand on.
And you stuff
on.
The plug hole up, don't you? Like,
oh my God.
Why is that not draining?
Why am I standing
and then
in a
you're
bath?
Kind of like a magician with a rabbit out.
Like Rapunzel.
Pulling. You're like, oh my God.
Honestly, you could make a wig. You could literally make a wig. At
I know, I moped a lot.
Honestly,
as well.
It's absolutely awful. So I sort of feel that I don't have a leg to stand on. And I've always felt like that. I that sort of shit doesn't bother me at all.
So apparently the way round it is, so the other thing that people row about is colour. So colour in the house.
Ooh.
We don't do it because we like all white.
Yes.
However, the thing to do apparently is to suggest an absolutely mad option, a mad, overly bold option. And then you just slip in the colour that you want to go, oh, but this duck egg blue's maybe nicer than that. And they'll say yes.
So isn't that how you used to just, that's not how you live generally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's hello. Hello, that's called Wife 101.
Yeah, and sneak your wallpaper in small doses.
Oh, now wallpaper.
Yeah, like what, just
can we
one
talk
wall
about,
or something.
Can we talk about wallpaper?
I have, in all my married life anyway, have never, ever done wallpaper, but I do like it in other people's homes and hotels.
Exactly the same. Isn't that weird? Exactly. I've spoken about my blue wall, which I can live with. It's the same colour as that kitchen.
Yeah.
But wallpaper, no.
Step too far.
Do you know what
it can look really beautiful.
I love it in other people's houses.
Yeah.
I don't know if I think I'd get bored. I don't know.
It's like wall paint in a way, isn't it? It's like, but also looking at this, I think wallpaper's a step further because there's usually a pattern in it or something, isn't there? I would get bored.
I would.
Looking at that same pattern.
I would. I remember a friend of mine, this sounds really weird. I used to love going to her loo. In fact, two friends of mine, one used to have, oh my God, it was amazing, and can live vicariously in other people's loos. Okay, that sounds very weird. But she used to have, it was
not herself out.
It sounds weird. Pink horses.
Oh, you see, I love the sound of that, but I wouldn't want it myself.
It was incredible. And it was, you know, and when I say pink, it was fuchsia with like white horses. It's quite a famous wallpaper. And then another friend of mine, she had gold parrots, but it was like a dark green with gold. And it was a really dark bathroom. You know, all the floor was dark. I think the ceiling was black. And
again, to me, a year on from that, it would do my head in. I'd have to change it.
Oh,
if it's in a nice bar toilet or hotel toilet, I think, oh, this is well done. Oh, nice. That feels a bit decadent. Not in my own.
Well, I used to go to her house and go, oh, do you know what? It's every great time I go in, I love going to your loo. And she had an amazing like gold chandelier in there. I was like, I love your loo. I, after a week, would have ripped it out. Three trips for a poo, and I'd have been, I'm done.
Three poos and I'm out.
Three poos and I'm done. I couldn't sit and look at it. It was like that. No. Oh, my God, it's too much. It's just too much.
Yeah. So, listen, let's put a poll up. Let's put two.
Oh, yes.
A poll and a question. We'll go mad. Which interiors buys do you fight over? We'll put the poll up. And I want to know how many cushions should you have on the bed or do you have on the bed? I'd love to know if someone's got about 28.
If they do, I love them. But do you know the really
half
thing?
An hour to go to bed.
Do you know the really thing? So saying about you get bored of it, I always say, well, that's why, you know, you can buy a piece of art and you can then move it around, or you can buy cushions, you can swap them over and get bored of them. I had my cushions in my old house for 20 years.
Yeah. It's easily done, to be honest.
And my art, yes.
And I took a look around my house a couple of days ago and I thought, do you know what? Those cushions really need an update. And that's what I'm going to do to update my house.
Also, can I just tell you now, having been on my cushion hunt, real expensive.
They are expensive. I was looking at one and I thought, oh, I like that. I was going to go and buy it. I hadn't looked at the price. It was like kind of velvet, but with different colours of like dusky blues and dusky pinks, almost slightly patchworky, really beautiful. £170.
And I bet that didn't even have an insert. I bet it was just the cover.
No, it wasn't. It was the full cushion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but still a lot.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not paying that.
I know, but then if you think,
but now it's going to last. About it.
And also, do you know what you could do, though? Just have like one statement cushion and like get the grade. IKEA linen cushions are amazing.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're really good. They're doing really beautiful grey one. They're really good.
Oh, that's interesting.
And H&M linen cushions, fantastic.
I've seen one at John Lewis I like, and it's got like a bit of leather on it that you can almost use as a handle. It's like a Swedish design. I can't remember the make of it. Very, very nice. Oversized in like a slate grey and a cream.
I feel the need to ask, why do you need a handle on your cushion?
I don't know. In case you want to carry it around with you.
Okay.
Doubles up as a bag.
I love that.
I just carry my cushion from my sofa to my chair.
Yes.
And upstairs to my bed.
Fair.
To add to my bed cushions.
Oh, I love a bed cushion.
Very nice, though. Right, moving on to our fashion whinge or winner. See what I've done there? I've added the winner to it. Sometimes we want to talk about nice fashion.
Do you know what? Always growing, Maz.
Whinge or winner.
Always growing. And I actually do have a fashion winner that I'm going to actually use as my meesome threesome.
Oh, okay.
So there we go.
I've been reading this week about the resurgence in popularity of fleeces. The zip up fleece. But instead of them being kind of practical.
Mountain Warehouse?
Yeah. They're quite fashion based.
Okay.
With a hefty price tag.
Right. Two questions here. One, for you, is this a whinge or a winner?
A winner.
Okay. For me, it's a million percent a whinge. Secondly.
You can't say a million percent.
Oh, for the love of God. I just did.
If anyone knows, that's one of my bugbears. Million percent.
Oh, you know, I feel the need to weave in journey somewhere.
Please don't. Not two in one go.
How?
You've already said cruise.
And birthday. Done now, though. It's February. I can't do it again. I just, you know.
Right. So, Felice, discuss.
But my question is, when you say, so it's not like, I was going to say a mountain rescue, but no, it's a mountain warehouse. What's that thing? What's that shop called?
North Face?
No.
Oh, the it is called the Mountain Warehouse.
Isn't there another shop as
there's
well?
Loads.
There's them. What's the... Oh, come on. We used to go and buy a tent.
Millets. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Millets.
So a millets fleece.
Yeah.
How, riddle me this, which is one of my favourite things, obviously I've got to stop doing it because you can only do it once every month. I've done it for the week.
Okay.
How do you make it, if it is the same with the zip up and like bobbly and sort of sack shaped, how do you make it fashionable?
You can do like a kind of looser blouson sleeve.
Oh, wow.
You can do it in a different length so it's a bit slouchier, and you can do it in a sort of, it's kind of a, like a boucle.
I know
what this is. But what else do you want me to say?
Well, I can't because in no in
it
my
it just
head.
Looks quite cool. So you wear it with, you know, just
to go to
just,
the gym.
Just no, you wear you could wear it today with a wide leg jean and a trainer over your sweatshirt.
Okay.
To actually go out with maybe a cross the shoulder bag.
Oh, hint, hint. Okay. We're not talking about that.
You don't have to, you know, have Kendall mint cake and a
compass
and a sensible backpack.
Or a water bottle attached to it.
Exactly. I think they're nice. I like them like cream and anyway. Okay. You don't. You're not going in. But some of them are very expensive.
Oh well, that's good.
Because all the designers have got onto it.
Look at all this money I'm saving. I'd much rather have a cashmere jumper.
Oh, would you?
I also, I'm not really a big fan of a zip neck.
Oh, I love a zip. You just have to go all the way up there to your chin. You can just have it stop at your clavicle. Collarbone. Does that work?
Can I just say, watching you trying to sell me a fleece.
God. I'm flogging a dead horse here.
I need to see evidence. Also, fleece.
I haven't got one, but I used to have one and I did wear it all the time. I think it was like a duffer. Do you remember Duffer of St. George?
My babies used to have everything a Duffer of St. George. I was one of them. I used to spend it. I used to buy it secondhand.
Did they make for babies?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
But they used to, I had a navy fleece and I loved it. Like a zip up outdoor fleece.
Okay.
I used to wear it.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Do you know what? Wouldn't it be a boring world if we all had the same thing? And you do also know that in 2 weeks' time I'm going to have a fleece.
You're going to have a fleece, aren't you?
I don't think so, because I'll have a hoodie.
Get yourself one for that cruise when it needs warming up.
Ah, bollocks to you.
Again.
I'm actually going to Lisbon, as I'm really excited. Mm. I know. So 3 days of stopping Lisbon, so I'm very excited.
I love Lisbon.
I've never been.
You know what? I've only been years and years and years and years ago, but my mate Vicky has a place over there now, and we're going to go over in the next couple of months. Can't wait.
I'm so excited. Lisbon, Cadiz, Madeira. I'm not doing all of those, though. Unfortunately, I've got to get off.
Don't bring me any custards back. That's all I can say.
Ungrateful.
I know, sorry. Right.
So ungrateful.
What are they called, the custards?
Pastel de nata, are they?
Pastel de nata.
I don't know. I don't speak Portuguese.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did look, though, for at the airport? I did look for... I don't know if they do... I've never really been to Portugal. And I was brought up in Spain and lived in Spain for so many years. But so Spain. Portugal, I know they're obviously
next to each other.
And I'm assuming, you know, but do they do like loads of... I'm going to look like an idiot now. Look at your face, like, talk cat, talk.
Do what? Do
look
what?
Like a dick. Like charcuterie.
Yeah, I think they do.
So I thought, so when you go to Spain at the airport, Italy at the airport, you know, they have loads of packs of, you know.
Yeah, like jamón
and chorizo.
Serrano.
Yeah, there was nothing. That's why I had to buy those bloody things.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
But I saw a quote last week from someone saying that actually the supplies of chorizo and jamón into the UK are going to dry up soon.
Why? Because of this Red Sea situation?
No.
Why?
Pissing Brexit.
Oh, because it won't, don't even start.
Brexit. Let's not even go there. Let's not. I just, you like the way I swanned over
there? Yeah, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Apologies.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Never been my strong point.
Clearly.
Oh, well, don't start us.
Anyways, let's not start
Don't start us on that. Right, so let's move on instead to the trio of treats getting us through the week, our Meesome Threesome Cat. You go first.
Am I going first? Okay, well, should I do my fashion one first? As it's a nice segue on.
Oh, go on then. Go on. Okay, we'll get on with your fashion.
So this is my winner for the week. So yeah. You know, quite often, we have this every season that people say, and we moan about it, the in-between footwear.
Oh, yeah.
What do you wear?
What do you wear?
Boots. Trainers. I also need some new trainers. I've ruined my trainers. And also, my best mate calls my trainers my Lonsdales.
Are they your...
And I'm done with hearing that.
Can you recover sound? My
there. On its Onitsuka Tiger.
Yeah.
Yeah, which what are like a really cool Japanese brand. I've just worn them to death. I've literally... Oh my God.
Last that long then. Although they're quite thin.
Summer.
Thin soles.
It's not that. I just need to start getting cleaned. I have worn them so much. I wear them every single day.
Bright yellow, aren't they?
No. Oh, the yellow ones are fine. The white ones.
Oh, the
yellow
ones are fine.
Yeah, but I'd like a pair of white or grey. Grey trainers. Anyway, that's beside the point. That's on the hunt. I will report back on my training.
Can't wait.
Because I don't want Sambas, because everyone's got them.
Well, I've got them now, haven't I? And I didn't even want them, but anyway.
I know. So what I found, as I was going on my cruise and looking for some day footwear to wear, I've resurrected a pair of old shoes that must be 6-7 years old. 7 years old, actually. And I've fallen in love with them all over again. And they are my very now old... That's right, I'm taking it off.
Wedging them off her feet.
I am. Mm. Gucci loafer.
You can't go wrong with
backless.
It.
But backless.
I bet if you bought those now, you probably can't remember how much you paid for them. Honestly, the price of stuff like this.
Really?
It's like...
I think 7 years ago, I think they were about 400. But can I just say, look, I've worn them to death and I've never had them. They are the best quality.
They are gorgeous.
Ever.
And they call a classic.
But also... Rather than actually going out and buying loads of new clothes, so my leggings, which obviously I'm obsessed with, leggings, oversized jumpers. You're all going with this, don't you? Even a fleece. No, I'm going to wear a jumper. And these I love. Or, you know, a little blazer and my little cooch. Oh my God, I'm so pleased.
Yeah. Honestly, I was clearing out my wardrobe the other day and came across so much stuff. And I'm like, why am I not wearing those? I'd maybe put them away in a box.
Yeah.
And... It's like buying something new again.
It's amazing.
But for free.
I know. That's one of the things, actually, that we did in the cruise, actually. Rather, before you go shopping for anything, take out your entire wardrobe, spend a day, try different combinations of things that you've not thought about wearing before.
Yeah.
And you will be amazed. And it might be that you think, do you know what, actually, the one thing I need to update my wardrobe, you know, my jeans, my leggings, is a bloody fleece. Or it could be, oh, if I just had like an oversized blazer, or a navy polo neck. One thing can breathe life into all your other outfits. Mm-hmm. And I feel with my shoes. I'm so pleased. Honestly, it's ridiculous, but they're free. I'm just loving the look. You know when you find a look that you think, you know, you use it with your new jeans. You know those jeans you bought, you're like, oh my God,
yeah.
These feel like my uniform.
Yeah.
I'm like that now. My leggings, into spring.
Yeah, loafers. Because they're just covered at the front and then backless.
Well, because we were looking for an alternative to the Bally Flats or the Mary Jane, because they are
still everywhere,
and they are not going away. Mm. And I don't know what I look like. Do you know what I look like? You know Miss Trunchbull? I do.
Oh, yeah, but you're ever going to look like Miss Trunchbull.
Well, you know when she wears, like, weird shoes, you think, ooh. I just look wrong in them. I'm too tall.
Some people look dead dainty and cute, don't they? And it works for them. But I think if you're probably... Mind you, Audrey Hepburn.
She was tiny.
Oh, was she short?
Oh, what? Yes. Well, she's little and petite and tiny.
I suppose, yeah.
She's 5'10". No. She's not an avatar like
Fair
me.
Enough. Anyway, I like that. Proof of that.
So I think, do you know what? If you're might so the reason for me saying this is if you're not going to go down the Bally Flat, you know, route, and you're thinking, I need a pair of shoes before I crack out the sandals, try a loafer. And not a chunky loafer. I've gone back to the old school. They're quite delicate.
Yeah, they are.
Loafer, I love them.
Dead nice. So I am reading a classic, and I'm going to mention my holiday, because you've mentioned cruise God knows how many times.
Work, Marianne. So, it was work.
Well, mine is at work. I've mentioned it before. I booked to go to Morocco in April, and I was going to save this for my holiday, but I'm going in. I've not gone in yet. I went to Seven Oaks Bookshop a couple of days ago, had a little chat to the owner, Flair, who's amazing, and I said, I want some books. So she's sorted me out. And this was one of them. And it's Hideous Kinky by Esther Freud.
Was this turned into a film?
Yeah, with Kate Winslet.
I've seen the film.
Kate Winslet. And it's basically a mum and her two daughters in the 60s escaping from the UK and heading off for Morocco and the sort of adventures that they have. And I've wanted to read it for years. It's just never, I don't know, I just never got round to it. And I just thought, right, got to do it now while I'm going. And it's meant to be fantastic. And it's quite short and sweet as well. It's not my usual thick one.
So when are you going to Morocco?
In April.
Oh, in April?
Yeah. So I've got plenty of time to read it.
Okay, cool.
And yeah.
Who's it by? I can read it.
Esther Freud.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
Is she a Freud? Freud.
She's a proper Emma's Freud.
Emma's sister. Let's do a Freud family tree.
But they're all from the same family.
Really stalkery, doesn't it? She lives in London and Suffolk.
Oh, there you go.
Which leads me on very neatly, Marianne.
On. Go on.
You see what I did there?
Liking it.
To my meeting threesome. It is half term and I am going home to Suffolk. Cannot wait. Sea air, fish and chips, cocktails in Suffolk. I always have the calf's liver in the lighthouse. I'm so excited. I was
enjoying that until he said calf's liver.
Do you not like calf's liver?
No.
Oh, it's lovely.
I don't even know when half term is now, you see. So when you said it's half term, I was like, is it?
Well, do you know what? To be fair, there is every likelihood that I've got the week wrong again. Because this would not be my first rodeo.
I think you might be right, though, because my Dan comes home from uni for reading.
Well, it's
week.
2 weeks. Do you not remember a couple of years ago when I booked to go to Mauritius? I booked the wrong week.
You got the wrong...
booked the totally...
That went down well, didn't it?
Yeah. Booked totally the wrong week.
I don't know why it's 2 weeks in Feb.
It's different weeks for different...
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Exactly. So I am doing that and I cannot wait.
Well, no, you have nice weather, doll.
I don't care. That's a lie. I don't care.
In Feb, you can't expect it, can you? Very nice. Well, I might give you some of this.
Oh!
If you're in this sea air.
Yes!
And you're feeling all a bit chapped and you need to calm your skin down, because that's how I feel at the minute. No, and it's just still a bit biting and the wind's a bit too much. At night, I've been slathering this on. I went in the other night and I've done it about three times now. And it's a balm by Wren. It's Ever Calm. And I love their products. And it's called an overnight recovery balm.
Are these the anti-red ones?
No.
They're not?
No. But it soothes and nourishes. And you just put it on overnight. It feels thick and a little bit greasy.
It feels like a cleanser.
Yeah, but it's not. And you just keep it on. And I can't read this in the dark now. What's it say?
Well, A, it's dark, and B, I haven't got my glasses on, so we're literally onto a no-win solution here. Hang on a minute. Let's shed some light on the situation.
Put the light on. It's got jojoba and sunflower oil complex to intensely moisturise and help protect the skin. Now, I wouldn't put it on every single night, but it's meant to... It's got olive, almond, borage... and linseed to feed the skin with ultra-nourishing lipids. So it hasn't got anything hardcore in there. It's all very natural.
It's not massively active.
No, I don't think there's any actives in there. But sometimes you need that, don't you?
Oh, totally. If you've been, do you know what? That would be amazing. You know that first day that you have out in the sun?
Yeah.
And your skin goes, what have you done to me? What have you done to me? That is amazing. Or, do you know when I put that on as well? On a plane. It would be lovely. It also smells... really calming.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I don't think there's added fragrance. It's almost got the consistency
of... natural.
Yeah, it does. Of the Elizabeth Arden 8-hour balm in a way.
It feels like a cleansing balm, but actually I've been rubbing it and it actually does rub in. It does sink in.
Yeah, it does actually. Isn't it? I said it was greasy, but it's not really.
And I would also...
I slathered it on, maybe.
That'd be really nice for your hands as well.
Very
cuticles.
Nice. Yeah, everything.
Lips. I'm going in.
Anyway, it's very, very lovely. Wren Ever Calm Night Balm. It's gorgeous. I'll put it up on our at Got the Pod Insta.
I love Wren products.
I do. I absolutely love
Morocco
them.
Rose
oh,
oil.
Don't. That's oh. my all-time favourite.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
And bath oil. Is it called?
Rose
Otto. Is it just called Rose Otto?
Yeah.
That's Moroccan too.
Right, so I am, speaking of Suffolk, weirdly, and actually speaking of cushions, this isn't about either of those to be fair, so I'll just move on. I bought a throw recently. So I didn't know you were going to talk about cushions today, and I'd already decided that this throw, you know when you look at something and it just brings you joy?
I'm looking at it now and I feel really good about myself.
This is, I don't know if it's recycled, you know, Maz.
It is, because it feels recycled. It'll be made from bottle tops or something.
No, it's not. It's wool.
Is it? It's quite scratchy, isn't it?
It is quite scratchy.
It is beautiful to look at.
So it is a throw, and it's 150 by 200 centimetres, which is quite big for a throw. But basically, I don't think it's a throw. It's a blanket. I don't really know what it is. Look.
I think you put it on the bottom of your bed like a throw.
Well, that's what I'd... Is it say a throw? Oh, that's what I would do. But you could also have it over a sofa.
Describe the look of it.
It's chevron. It's basically, it's chevron, but the colour of it, so it's like a cream, it's got a little fringe at the end, and it's cream, and we were discussing earlier what the colour is, and I would say it's like a denim blue.
Whereas I would say it's more of a kind of grey blue.
Almost like a grey duck egg, isn't it?
Yeah. It's which I think very, very, very pretty. I'll take a picture of it.
It's beautiful. But it's from Snape Maltings, which is one of my favourite shops in the entire planet. Really weirdly, that's where I have my habanero chili mayonnaise from. So I'm going to go back and stock up on my habanero chili mayonnaise with my roast chicken. You can start off.
Don't start me on that.
Yeah. And so anyone that's coming with me next week, by the way, strap in, because you're having roast chicken. Tibet, it's £45 though.
That's not bad for a big massive throw. A wool throw.
I thought it was a mistake.
Was it a mistake?
Or no, I don't think so. No, because they were all priced the same. It's honestly absolutely beautiful.
It is it's very, very beautiful.
They had loads of lovely different colours as well. And you know what now I regret?
What did
you
want?
Not buy more.
What colour would you have got? Did they have like a dusky pink? I'm looking for like dusky pink for my bed.
I wanted pink. But they didn't. It was more of a raspberry.
Okay.
Do you know what they did have, which is actually really nice and quite weird, and I wouldn't buy it because it would be a bit, oh, that's nice. And about, again, a week later, I'd be like, don't like that. Almost like a neon Kermit green.
See what you're saying.
You sound convinced there. Not.
No. I've got pale green, similar to that.
And they also definitely do it in like sort of a darker blue, like a navy.
I like that colour.
They've got loads of colours.
Sensible choice.
Well, all my whole house is this sort of colour and some pinks, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And I honestly think what I've learned recently in life is these small things that when you look at and they just bring you joy.
Totally, £45 worth of joy, bargain,
and it keeps you warm in bed.
It keeps you warm in bed, but not next to your skin. It's a bit scratchy.
Well, because you put it on top of the duvet.
Yeah, put it on top. So my final buy has also brought me joy. And it's a sweatshirt from a brand called Farm Rio, of which I'm a big fan. And it's got a massive sun on it.
Can I just say, I'm looking at it and it's bringing me joy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's just making me think.
You had that really nice one sight. Last year, the white one with the blue on, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I like Farm Rio.
Should I just...
I had the white one with the fish on. Is that the one
it's blue. The fish is blue.
Yeah, the fish is blue.
Shall I just remind you of what your wardrobe? I love that.
Yeah, I need reminding.
Do you know, I first discovered this brand. They used to sell at Anthropology about 7 years ago. And I went to Florida. On a cruise.
Judith.
On a cruise. And but we found there was a Farm Rio shop. Like, before there were any Farm Rio shops.
Oh, I'd go mad in a Farm Rio shop.
Well, Cynthia, she went nuts. But I walked in there and I was a bit, you know me, it's like, oh my God, too much print, too much print.
There's
too much
a
print,
lot of
too
print,
much print.
But I actually also bought, I've sent it back because it's far too long. It was a maxi, it was a black and white print and it fit. It was really, really nice. But I'd have had to have chopped the bottom off and there was a different print at the bottom.
Oh,
and I just thought, I can't be doing that.
Well, what they should do in that instance is you need to take it off half the waistband.
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask around.
Well, of course you're not, are you?
So I'm sending that one back.
Makes it three times the price.
Yeah, so I've stuck with the sweatshirt and it's making me very, very happy. And I'll put that up on Insta as well.
It's really, really, I would actually wear that. It's lovely. Sweatshirt, yes. Fleece, no.
Okay. And on that bombshell, it's a wrap, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast. Now, please leave us a review, hopefully a nice one, at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download us.
And for all your polls and extra bits, follow us on Instagram at Got the Podcast.
Have a great weekend. See you on Monday for our mini pod. Bye.
Bye.